It's the deadliest mass shooting of the year in the US, and police say they know why the accused gunman did it. This was about killing black people, as many as possible.
We can't sugarcoat it. We can't try to explain it away, talking about mental illness. No, this was an act of domestic terrorism perpetrated by a young white supremacist.
Before the shooting rampage that left 10 dead, the 18-year-old gunman posted an online screed claiming white people in America were being replaced by people of color. It's called replacement theory.
What we're seeing now is a subculture, an elastic reservoir of grievance that takes all comers, and some of them will get radicalized because there are racist and xenophobic conspiracy theories attendant to all. Went from COVID and liberate the states to stolen elections by African Americans to African Americans stealing our culture and our schools.
Once a fringe idea pushed by racists, it has become a popular theme for conservative media figures who reach millions.
Now, I know that the left and all the little gatekeepers on Twitter become literally hysterical if you use the term replacement, if you suggest that the Democratic Party is trying to replace the current electorate, the voters now casting ballots, with new people, more obedient voters from the third world. But they become hysterical because that's what's happening, actually.
It's extraordinarily serious, in part because of how far it's gone and how deep into mainstream culture this these type of white supremacist talking points have gone, right? Because we hear them on Fox News, we hear them coming out of Tucker Carlson's mouth, which a lot of people are talking about right now, but we also hear them out of Republican politicians.
It's not the first killing by self-proclaimed white supremacists. Pittsburgh, Charleston in South Carolina, and even Charlottesville, when right-wing extremists chanted about replacement theories as they marched, have all been touched by the violence. A poll released last week suggested one in three Americans believe there's a program underway to replace those born in the US with immigrants for electoral gain, a theory that is becoming more extreme and at the same time, more mainstream. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.